Bob, the Renewable Fuels Association is one of the sponsors of the Cellulosic Ethanol Summit that's taking place here in Washington, D.C. Tell me a little bit about how and what your involvement is with this conference that's going on.
Well, certainly the ethanol industry today is evolving in many ways, and the companies that I represent are all looking at cellulosic ethanol technologies. So conferences like this, where you're looking at what are some of the new developments and what are some of the still challenges that we need to address, are very important. And the Renewable Fuels Association is going to represent ethanol. We are feedstock neutral, and there are member companies of the association now that are going to be cellulosic ethanol producers as well as grain ethanol producers. And I need to remind people that ethanol is ethanol is ethanol. There's no good or bad ethanol. And we want to represent the entire industry, and we think that we do.
Looking at the kind of people participating in this event, would you say this, at least from my perspective, would you say it looks like it's kind of people looking at maybe investing or either continuing or beginning to make some sort of investment in this new way to produce ethanol?
Well, you know, you have a pretty eclectic group here. And as I look out in the audience and I see people like Ray Katzen, who has, been working in this industry for, more than 35 years, and companies that I represent today like Abengoa and Poet. And, there are many of those that are here as well, so the existing industry. But you also do have some new players, some new faces that are just coming to this industry and are trying to learn what this is all about, trying to assess whether or not this is a safe place to invest. And so you've got a wide range of knowledge. You have a wide range of interest, and it really does reflect the evolving nature of our industry, because cellulosic ethanol industry is a part of our present and our future, and there are people here that represent the entire spectrum.
What do you think or hope will be the takeaway message that people might have coming from this summit?
Well, I hope people appreciate after the day and a half of this summit that cellulosic ethanol is much closer to commercial reality than conventional wisdom would suggest. I also hope that they take away that we're all in this together, whether it's grain-based ethanol or cellulose-based ethanol. The oil companies don't care. To them, ethanol is ethanol. And today, to them, ethanol is bad. They're trying to reduce the amount of ethanol that's used in gasoline. They're trying to stem the political and public tide toward advancing and increasing the renewable fuel standard. And, we have to recognize that this isn't just about, people not liking grain. This is about people not liking ethanol and people not wanting to see the status quo changed, people wanting to protect their market share. And so I hope people also come away with this saying, whether you are going to invest in grain ethanol or cellulose ethanol, whether you see merits in either or both, that there is a common cause here. And the common cause is making sure that our nation has an energy policy that allows us to reduce our dependency on imported petroleum and that absolutely incentivizes the growth in domestic renewable fuels, whether that's grain-derived ethanol, cellulose-derived ethanol, grain-derived or oil-derived biodiesel, or whatever the alternative fuel needs to be. There's plenty of room for all of it. We just need to make sure that we are addressing our nation's addiction to oil.
Well, looking at the legislation that's currently pending, whether it's on the farm bill side or with an energy bill, in light of some of the concerns, like you mentioned, that some people have, I understand even within agriculture we have people on the meat industry side who are even urging that there not be an RFS that would call for the kind of feedstocks necessary to grow this industry the way I think it's hoped or projected. What would you say as far as where we're at right now and trying to work things out with these diverse interests?
Well, Chuck, I've been in this industry for 20 years. I've worked in Washington for more than 30. I'm a political animal. This just wouldn't be any fun if there was an opposition. And the fact of the matter is there are interests that are worried about the increased ethanol demand and what that might mean for grain prices. I think they are seeing the glass half empty, not half full. I think that they are seizing upon people's fears, and the facts back the notion that you can absolutely increase ethanol production without having a negative impact on consumer food prices. And in fact, if we don't do something to increase ethanol use and decrease our reliance on petroleum, petroleum prices has a far greater impact on consumer prices, including consumer food prices, than anything else. And so, you know, if you're really trying to look out for the consumer, you need to increase the size of the RFS. So we'll have that debate, and that's what Washington does. Washington takes the views of disparate stakeholders and puts them into a meat grinder, and we come out with something that looks like public policy. I am actually fairly optimistic that there is widespread support still for an increased and an expanded renewable fuel standard, one that provides a more certain marketplace for the grain ethanol industry that's here today, but more importantly, creates a certain marketplace so that the cellulosic ethanol industry will be allowed to commercialize, and that it will encourage investment in cellulosic ethanol technologies. The renewable fuel standard that's being debated right now really isn't about grain. It really is about cellulose. It's about creating that marketplace opportunity for that fledgling product, and I think that it'll get done.
Looking at the time frame for that, any idea how long this might take to see that happen?
Oh, Chuck, you think I'm smarter than I really am. My children would correct you. Look, the time frame they're looking at right now is within the next month. Now, that's a pretty aggressive time frame, and again, I've been in Washington long enough to be somewhat cynical, and this is still a fairly dysfunctional town, but I am confident that before the end of the year, before Congress adjourns, sine die, in December, that there will be an energy policy. Now, part of the reason for my optimism is my cynicism. With Congress's numbers being in the mid to, you know, high teens, they're going to be looking for things to get done. They're going to be looking for policies that they can implement, that they can go back to the American public and say, listen, this is what we did. Energy policy is one of those that if they are looking for common ground with the president, they can find it. And it may not be easy. Certainly, there are some big issues that need to be resolved, but this is one that this town can resolve if there is the political will to do so. I believe I've seen signs that the political will is there. I know I have seen signs that there's a great deal of activity at the staff level trying to put a package together, I'm optimistic that it happens.
Looking forward here, anything you might want to say in terms of where RFA is going in light of all the new development with cellulosic in particular?
Well, the RFA is going nowhere. We're staying right here. We're going to continue to represent this industry in this town. We're going to continue to work with industry partners, work with the Congress, work with the administration to create a marketplace that is conducive to the continued growth and evolution of our industry. The industry itself is going to continue to move. The industry itself is going to continue to evolve. The industry right now is so dynamic, looking at new technologies and new feedstocks. As the industry has grown, you know, new capital has come into the industry, but new intellectual capital has come into the industry as well, and it has created absolutely the most exciting time that I have witnessed and I have been privileged to work for, in 20 years. So the industry is going to continue to move and grow and evolve, and we're looking at cellulose and other feedstocks. We're looking at other technologies that are going to make the existing industry that much more energy efficient. We're going to be looking at new market opportunities, E85 and perhaps higher level blends. So it's a terrific time in the industry. The RFA is going to be here. We're going to continue to be the voice for the industry. We're going to continue to try to make sure that this industry continues to grow.
Well, thank you very much. That's Bob Dineen, Renewable Fuels Association, who's the chairman of the opening day here at the Cellulosic Ethanol Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.